Welcome to page 29. We've had such long lessons in the past couple pages where I've been doubling up pages. I thought I'd give you a quick one today. So, Holy Week page, you got to turn it sideways to write correctly, of course, but I'm just trying to give you a nice timeline so you see what's going on at Holy Week, just in case you're not familiar. So, the Sunday that's yellow at the top of the page is called Palm Sunday. Okay, so you can write Palm Sunday there. The Sunday at the bottom of the page, that is kind of pinkish purplish, is called Easter. Okay? This is the week of Jesus' passion and death. We call it Holy Week. In the Eastern Church, they call it the week of the bridegroom, which is a much better name. So if you want to cross out Holy Week and put the week of the bridegroom, here it is. But here are the events, okay? So on this yellow Sunday, you can put in parentheses, Saturday slash a few days before, since we don't know exactly when this happened, but we know it was close by to this Sunday, Jesus went to Bethany. Bethany's near Jerusalem, okay? And he eats with his friends, Mary, Martha, Lazarus. This is found in Matthew 26. It's like he's saying goodbye to them, okay? He spent a lot of time traveling to Jerusalem to die, and it's like he's stopping in, checking in with his friends, and this is where Mary anoints him with the oil, and this is why he smells like a bridegroom on his wedding day crucifixion. Now, I will say there is debate. There are two different accounts of this woman pouring oil on him. We know Mary of Bethany is one of them. That could have happened a second time. People say Mary Magdalene. Anyways, I'm not going to get into that, but I'm just saying he was anointed this Sunday slash Saturday slash Friday, you know, whatever it was, close to his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Okay, Sunday, Zechariah 9:9, you can write this down if you want in the yellow. Is a prophecy about, you know, the Messiah will come riding on a donkey. Here comes Jesus. This is Palm Sunday. He enters Jerusalem, and people have been following him. He's kind of attracted a following, a gathering of people as he's been traveling to Jerusalem to die. And so they're there. They're celebrating him. They're all excited. On Monday, we don't have anything specific to write in there, but on Tuesday, it's either Tuesday or Monday, possibly Wednesday. this is when he cleanses the temple. Okay, he flips the tables, and this is one of the last straws for the people, the high priests, who conspire, of course, to kill him. They have been conspiring for a while, but it seems like it's time. Fun fact. I'm just going to throw you a little bone here that I think is interesting. There is a theory that I will neither confirm nor deny because I don't have enough authority to do that, but I'm fascinated. I've been studying it, that Jesus's Last Supper was actually on a Tuesday and that his passion lasted multiple days. Okay. The reason is that Tuesday was the day that the Essene sect of Judaism, which we talked about way earlier in the packet. The Essenes are like maybe the John the Baptist types that go out into the desert and are kind of isolated from the rest, okay? They celebrated last sorry not Passover. They celebrated Passover on a Tuesday instead of on a later in the week, okay? And the place where the Last Supper was in the neighborhood of the Essenes. Okay. The man carrying the water jar that guided them to the house would have been an Essene man, probably, because this is a woman's job. So it's probably that he was an Essene celibate man because there were no women there. So somebody had to collect the water, some man had to go. Okay. So it's kind of little hints. They had Passover in the neighborhood of the Essene. And it would make sense because on Friday, the lambs that are sacrificed for Passover are sacrificed as Jesus is sacrificed. So like Passover should have happened on a Friday night, you know what I'm saying? And Jesus and his apostles did it on a Thursday. Anyways, this is a theory. The timeline of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and then John contradict one another. Okay, John starts his gospel with the story of Jesus flipping tables. Okay, so they have controversial details here, but it's a theory. This doesn't take away from the tradition of the church. The tradition of the church is to celebrate Wednesday as Maundy or Spy Wednesday. Thursday is the service, or rather the mass of the Last Supper. It's a service because it's not the full mass. It's part of the mass. It begins the mass. The mass goes from Thursday to Saturday. It's a long mass. This is why Friday is a service. There's no consecration on Friday. I'm getting totally off the point here. I apologize. What I'm trying to explain is that we can still totally, in full confidence, celebrate the tradition of the church, which is that, you know, Thursday night is the Last Supper night. Totally. But it could also be true that the Passover actually happened on Tuesday and the timeline is slightly wrong, but we can still participate without being like, oh my gosh, was this the wrong day? It just kind of helps me at least to hold in higher esteem that Tuesday and Monday of Holy Week, which I don't know about you, but to me, I'm like, what do I do these days? There's nothing specific. Is it supposed to be more intense fasting? Because it kind of feels like we're in the week that Jesus suffered. Maybe he actually had his passion, you know, arrested Tuesday night, long day, Wednesday, Thursday. It would give him more time for all this to happen, for him to die on Friday. Anyways, I am just repeating a couple of things I've read in certain reputable articles, but this is not me claiming that this is the exact way. Okay, I'm just giving you food for thought. Let's keep going with the things that we know, or at least that we know from the tradition of the church that we are totally on board with here, that Thursday is the night of the Passover. Okay, Thursday, institution of the Eucharist. This is the meal that Jesus has, the Last Supper with his apostles, and he gives authority to the apostles to be the princes of David, and this is where he institutes the priesthood this night, okay, and the Eucharist, two sacraments instituted at once, crazy, and then he goes to the agony in the garden Thursday night. Late Thursday night, he is arrested, and early hours of Friday morning, he is at that sham trial at Annas and Caiaphas's house. They don't take him to the right place. They don't involve everybody who should be involved. They do it only with the people that they want to be involved in order to condemn Jesus. So this happens like, think midnight to 3 a.m, you know. He is imprisoned, and then in the morning on Friday is when he actually is brought to Pontius Pilate. Okay, 9 a.m. would have been the trial by Pilate. This is all on Friday. 10 a.m. scourged and carrying the cross. 12 p.m. crucified. 3 p.m. died, and there was an earthquake when he died. They had to quickly bury him Friday because they had to be home for Sabbath on Saturday. Okay, so they all had to go home. And then Saturday was just his body was in the tomb. We call it Holy Saturday, for lack of a better word. And then early Sunday, he rose from the dead. So the 3 days in the tomb are really like he touched a half a day on Friday. He spent the whole day Saturday, and then he touched the barest step into the day on Sunday, and that counted as 3 days. Anyways, there's your timeline, okay? I hope that is helpful and gives you some food for thought, even if it wasn't completely specific about the real timeline. I'll see you on page 30.